Go. We're going to start recording.
Hello, everybody. And Welcome. Welcome to our program. Well, Alan, we've already fucked it up. We're just really excited, people. This is, like, revolutionary. A lot of people have been coming to me and asking me, like, where is the medium of podcasting going? And I tell them, it's going revolutionary, baby.
Forget about cereal.
You know what? Forget about it like your childhood cereal. Throw that shit in the trash and get some adult food.
You know what the best breakfast food is? Not cereal. Pizza.
Pizza. Cold, hot, covered in hot sauce. I don't care. You could put eggs on it. It's going to be good. And that's what we're here to do. We're going to here to make good content, like good pizza. Like the good pizza you get at Domino's. That's right, folks. We're going to be talking Domino's.
I don't think there's an E.
Oof. Oof. You know why I put the E in there?
Test.
Oh, E! Ow! It's so good. Tasty. That's why you put the E in Domino's. Because you get a fresh blast of flavor that makes you... Ouch!
It's the E for extra quality.
Extra quality, baby. You put it in your mouth, and you're just... It's so succulent. It's so good.
I put that piece in my mouth. My hair shoots up. I go, ee!
But we're just not talking. We're just not talking Domino's, baby. Right, Alan?
No. Not just Domino's. That'd be enough.
That'd be enough. That could fill one podcast and you would come home happy and you would go to your wife and you're going to be like, honey, there's no more problems anymore. The dream's alive. Media is not dead. There's a pizza podcast out there for me. We're double layering this like a double layered pizza. There's pepperoni under the cheese and on top of the cheese.
You know, when you click that little box on the website, it's like extra sauce, extra toppings, extra content for you, listener.
Extra content. The brand does not end at pizza.
Oh no.
There's a blue speedster involved. Hey, how fast do you think I can say this person's name?
I don't know, the speed of sound.
Speed of sound? Here's what it sounds like if you were to try to pronounce it while he was running by. If he tried to pronounce it while he was running by. Passive. What does that mean? You know what it means? Oh, Alan, get up close.
Okay.
Get up close to your monitor.
I'm right here.
It's Sonic T. Hedgehog.
Ooh, that guy.
Oh, Sonic.
That guy.
Ooh, Sonic. He is a super speedster. He is faster than anything or anyone.
And just probably the best, just better than everyone.
Better than everyone. He's your best friend, your older brother, your father, and your grandfather.
He's anyone you need him to be, and everyone you want him to be.
He can be your older sister. He doesn't believe in gender.
He doesn't believe in species lines. He doesn't believe in gender. He doesn't believe in age.
Because you know why? He believes in love. He kissed a female woman. Because he loved her.
With that rabbit man that was like human height.
Human height. If you're from the UK.
If you're from the UK. That doesn't happen here. Here he's still friends with that fox tail.
See, that's the beauty of Sonic. He is totally different and he's up to interpretation, but you know.
Each culture has their own Sonic.
You look through the history books and you'll see so many different Sonics. It's crazy, you know?
The Epic of Gilgamesh was originally a Sonic fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly. The epic of Knuckles, which was later covered in Sonic Adventure 3, Sonic Adventure 2. Oh my gosh.
Don't even tease me with Sonic Adventure 3.
I'm sorry, buddy. E3 2014. I'm
Sonic
sorry.
Adventure 3 and I'm just like, whoa.
E3 2015. Calm down. Get in your seats, everybody. Sonic Adventure 3. I'm just saying.
PlayStation thing today. What if at the very end, after David Jaffe did his like bullshit, like, 13-year-old drawing thing and he said a bunch of offensive words on stage. What if, after that, who comes out but our favorite anime mascots of Sega consoles? They pop up on the big screen.
Oh, what's that? Big the Cat? Oh, I haven't seen him in a couple years now. What could this mean?
You see a frog hopping, beautiful HD, 1080p.
1080p, baby.
And you hear in the distance, Froggy!
60 FPS. You know why they added the 60 FPS on YouTube?
Because he's so fast, you need those frames per seconds to catch him, or else it's just a blur.
Yes, they put it on there for Sonic exclusively, Sonic videos.
Yeah, yeah.
People were complaining. Right. They were calling old Mr. Google. Hey, Mr. Google, Stop stealing my info and get the 60 FPS. I need to see Sonic Adventure 2 in its full state. I need to see this because I can't get to my PS3 right now because I'm eating a delicious za.
Yeah. And that's, see, that's what our podcast does. We tie together the two greatest things in
achievements.
The universe. Achievements of mankind.
Of all kind. You know what? I don't even want to say Sonic was a creation of mankind at this point because
he sprung forth from the ether, from the collective consciousness of all life.
Yes. Of all life, all species. I don't want to say it's exclusively human because, you know,
humans do
some
Sonic,
fucked up
Sonic's
shit.
That's not Sonic's message.
Because I don't want to tie Sonic into human morality and like ethics and mores because like he doesn't believe in that. He's too fast.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't have time to think about all this stuff.
Women can't
he
vote.
Have the time to follow his heart.
You know, women can't vote 200 years ago. Sonic was talking about that.
Yeah. Amy has always been swinging that hammer. Think about it.
Think about it. You know, he doesn't love her, but he cares.
He does love her in the same way that he loves all of us.
Exactly. You know, he just can see. He's so fucking fast. Oh my God.
God damn.
I'm sorry. Okay, so now that we've established kind of what we're discussing here and the kind of what our show's about, let's talk about our first segment of the show. It's where we talk personal about ourselves. It's called Quillheads Talk Shop Personally.
Yeah. So I guess what we'll start with here is what was the first Sonic game you played ever?
Okay.
Russ?
First Sonic game I played, do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to feel like I came out of the womb, my hands gripping for a Sega Genesis controller. But yeah, I missed out. Mom and Dad didn't understand. God bless their hearts, you know.
That's what Will Smith always told me.
You know, I mean, Will Smith told you about his love of Sonic?
No, that too. I think that Will Smith is sort of like the human Sonic in a lot of ways.
I guess. I mean, Sonic would raise his children right. Jaden Smith, I'm talking to you, buddy. You think you know everything. Hey, listen into a thing called Sonic Adventure 2. Sonic knows what he's fucking talking about. Not you, you kid.
Yeah. But parents just don't understand was the joke I was trying to make.
No, it's true though. I just had to get that out there real quick.
Oh yeah, that was worth it. That was worth it.
That was worth the quality. I have a message here. I'm sorry. If I get too political, I'm sorry. Sonic.
No. This is a freeform jazz odyssey about pizza. Zaw odyssey.
It's a Zaw odyssey.
Zodyssey.
2001, exactly. A Space Zodyssey.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about, the work of Kubrick. We're here to talk about another master, Yuji Naka, and his programming skills that paved the way for a new generation of gaming.
So your first Sonic game was...
My first Sonic game was not directly a Yuji Naka title. It was Sonic Adventure 1.
Mm. What are some of your, I guess, formative memories?
I replayed that. I did not actually play the original Sonic Adventure when it came out. I bought a disc at GameStop. And you want to know how GameStop's a fucking evil corporation? Pop that disc right into my motherfucking cousin's Dreamcast. Guess what didn't start playing?
Not Sonic Adventure?
Not Sonic Adventure.
What?
Defective disc.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a different game. I thought you were going to go a Shenmue or something.
No. Defective disc. I might be okay.
That's a good game. We can make
Yu Suzuki would be watching out for me. You know, he's a good guy. But yeah. I put Sonic Adventure in that slot. Nothing happens. GameStop fucked me over, and ever since then, I have declared a war against them. So
now what if you put that disc in there and you got C-Man instead?
I would have been.
Do you think that would have shaped who you are today?
I would have been a pervert.
You would have been.
I would have been a sick.
Jacking off to Leonard Nimoy.
Perfect.
In this stupid fish face.
I would have got really hot and bothered in that new Star Trek movie, seeing that wrinkly old Nimoy come out. I would have been like, oh brother, I'm a big nasty pervert. A big nasty pervert. Disgusting.
Did I tell you about the time, the one date I went on in the last year was to go see Star Trek Into Darkness, and I went with this girl, and afterwards, she spent a while telling me about how the Star Trek Extended Universe treats Vulcan genitalia.
No. You did not tell me about that. But that's a podcast for a later day.
That's...
The Vulcan...
I'm just saying. I think she probably played Seaman. I didn't ask her, because I got creeped out, and I didn't know how to respond to that. And I'm like, huh, cool.
Get ready for the Horny Vulcan podcast starring that girl... and Alan, and I'm going to trap them in a box together, and they are going to discuss this shit until it is clarified.
Oh, I learned a lot about Spock's dick First of all, it's green. So,
I mean,
that's something.
You know, do you think Jet the Hawk has a green dick? Anyway, let's not focus on that right now. Just
okay,
to finish
first of all,
up.
Birds have different genitalia than us. He has a cloaca.
I think it's pronounced a cloaca, but thank you. Still.
Cloaca? John Hodgman pronounced a cloaca, so I just said it that way. I don't know.
John Hodgman, shout out. Big Sonic fan. Talks to me all the time on Twitter about it. DM, baby. Keeps it personal, but he knows. Love you,
yeah.
JJ Hodgman.
Those PC Mac commercials, originally, he was going to be Mario because he has that mustache now, and he was going to be the sort of stodgy old, you know, Mario, like, oh, I'm a PC, I'm Mario. Nobody wants that. Sonic is the voice of a new generation. He's the voice of all generations, just like Mac. That's Justin Long was going to be Sonic, is what I'm
Justin
saying.
Long. You know what, Justin Long? You're good in my book. I have not talked to you about Sonic the Hedgehog yet, but
I have.
Oh, shoot. Talk to him about a party?
Yeah. I saw him the other day.
Getting some G&Ts and just talking up some Sonic Shop?
Yeah, we were just talking, just a couple of quill heads talking shop. That's what we do.
It's what we do, personally. Just to wrap up, me personally.
I want to say what he said because it was very personal.
Very personal. A lot of tears that night, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were at the end of the night. Well, we were on Molly, but that might have had something to do with it.
Molly. But, was that the name of a Sonic character? Is Sonic OC?
There is, yes, and also the drug.
Oh, okay. Just clarifying. Thanks.
There's Molly the Mongoose and also MDMA.
To finally clarify, I did play the Sonic Adventure demo disc level at least 45 times.
So just the demo disc?
Just the demo disc, the Dreamcast demo disc.
What was on that demo disc?
The first level, baby. Orcas for Life.
That is a good level.
That's a good level.
That might be one of my favorite levels in all of games.
All of games? It might just be like one of the great passages of storytelling.
Yeah. I think in like a couple of hundred years, like the same way we look back on the works of Chaucer or Shakespeare or something, we'll look back on that Orca level and people will be dissecting it in their high school English classes.
It is part, you know, Sonic Adventure 1 is the part one of the Citizen Kane of gaming, which is the Sonic Adventure series.
I don't think Citizen Kane can capture the magnitude.
I'm not saying like Citizen Kane is as good, but it is as influential.
Yeah, maybe. A film as a medium, I don't think has caught up to Sonic the Hedgehog. Nobody can catch up to that guy.
Well, he is the fastest in the world. That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
Anyway.
Okay.
So
my first Sonic game.
I want to hear this. I have been talking to Alan for years now, but I have not gone his personal history. Alan, please, do you mind?
Of course.
He is a man of mystery. Alan likes to say what he says. He just keeps it enough that it's a mystery, but he is going to let you some into his world right now.
Yeah,
so
I'm
get ready.
I'm opening up Al Capone's vault, and that it's the vault that I have of my Sonic games. And
oh,
the first
beautiful.
Sonic game I played was the very first Sonic game.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
There from the start.
I've been here since the beginning. My parents had a Genesis when I was a kid, and they owned this game, and they owned Sonic 2 and 3, and they also had Sonic and Knuckles. And grown up, those were some of the first games I ever played. It might have been the first game I ever played. It's kind of hard to tell.
This might be a better question for a later podcast, but is there a better name for a console than a Genesis? More emblematic of what it did for society.
Oh. Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, man, that's pretty good.
Think about it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
There's a generation Dreamcast out there whose dreams may have died if we did not have that casted to us.
This is a Dreamcast, what we're recording right now.
Babe, you should say that again. Speak that really sensually into the microphone.
This is a Dreamcast. Mm. We're living it.
We're living it. Oh my god. Can you feel
We're living
that?
The dream.
We are casting a dream to you folks, and that's the dream of Sonic T. Hedgehog. Oh boy.
Yeah.
But let's not just focus on Sonic T. Hedgehog tonight. We have to discuss another important issue, which is the ZA review.
ZA loadouts.
The
ZA
review
loadout?
In a little segment we call Domino's Goes. Boom. Alan previewed it for you already, but we're talking loadouts. What's your Zaw loadout? Alan's the expert here. I like to think of myself as a Zaw expert, but I can't keep up with this guy here. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
He'll be humble about it. He'll be humble about it. He'll talk it up like he's nothing.
Oh, yeah. I'll start you from the beginning. I'll hold your hand for this one. I'm not gonna jump in the deep end.
I thought I was an expert. He had to hold my hand. He had to carry me. Like a child.
Yeah. You know, when you look back in the sand, there's one set of footprints, and that's because I stopped and got some pizza a while back.
They're shaped like triangles.
They're shaped like triangles. You've got pizza feet. You got pizza on your feet. You're a dumb baby who doesn't understand pizza, but I do.
I was a dum-dum.
Yeah. So, my Zaw loadout. Today, I went to Domino's. They got that 50% off deal. Oh. I got my go-to at Domino's. I get the artisan pizza with the chicken carbonara on it. Perfect. Love that shit.
Artisanal. From the hills of Sicily.
You know what? My only problem with that pizza is the box says, we're not artisans, but this pizza sure is art or something stupid like that.
That's fucking bullshit. That has to be some weird, like, trade thing, like some weird trade law thing.
Don't undersell yourselves.
You have to think it's because some fucking money grubber in Europe is complaining that they're stealing recipes and they have to.
If that guy at the Subway can call himself a sandwich artist, I'm pretty sure the guy that makes my precious Zaw, the guy that perfectly arranges all the little tomatoes, the chicken, the bacon, the sauce, the cheese, I'm pretty sure that guy's an artist. If this guy with his dumb gloves at the Subway, who's just like throwing like a pound of lettuce on my sandwich, if that guy's an artist, like a pound of it. You know I always put that lettuce on there.
Oh, it's cheap. It's gristle. It's wet. It's wet.
They're trying to, you get your sandwich and it's all soaked.
Your sandwich tastes like a wet barf bag.
Yeah, they put it in a barf bag, basically.
Yeah, they put it in a barf bag, throw up in it. It wouldn't really matter. Nothing would really change.
I eat my sandwich, I puke back into the bag. It's basically the same thing.
If you're a big Subway fan, don't play Sonic because you will throw up because you cannot handle it.
If you're a Quiznos fan, you might be able to handle a couple of them.
You can keep with Sonic Shuffle or the Sonic Chronicles.
Maybe Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, but that's about as deep as you can get.
You won't be no good at it. Can't beat my score.
Oh, no.
Guess what I'm topping on my score? 420,000, baby.
I only got 69,000.
Ooh, baby. You gotta keep working, Alan. You've got the thumbs. You've got the thumbs. You just don't have the perseverance.
No. I'm not about those beans. I'm not into those beans like you are.
I love them beans. Love them beans.
Oh yeah. I love that Zaw. So, that chicken carbonara, got that. My next thing, little unconventional choice, Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak. Straight from the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, baby.
Will Smith's face is on the box.
Peanut chews. Don't forget about those peanut chews. Tasty cakes. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. It's, you know what? Because that Philly cheesesteak, Liberty Bell. Liberty, freedom, birth of America, American pizza.
You can't get more American than that.
Unless you're Sonic.
Sonic is all American. That's the sad part about us. He's international and all American. Just like Domino's. Yeah. That's what ties them together.
Yeah. Yeah, really. In a lot of ways, Domino's is the Sonic of pizza.
Food chains.
Of all food.
Yeah, food!
Food.
Alan, you've elevated it. I'm thinking small. You're thinking big, buddy.
Yeah, of all food.
Oh.
Now, what's your Zaw loadout?
My Zaw loadout? Oh, boy, please. I'm gonna put my hand out. Can you grab it for me?
Oh, yeah, I'm clasping it right now.
Oh, pepperoni.
Okay, hold on. And?
extra sauce.
Extra sauce. Okay, that's okay.
And some kind of vegetable, like a pepper or an olive?
Those are pretty good.
Oh, God.
You're partway there. You getting anything else? He's getting one Zaw?
Sometimes I put pineapple instead of the vegetable.
Oh, fuck right off. Oh. Pineapple shit, Russ.
I'm sorry.
That's the one thing I was waiting for. That was what I was afraid of. You put pineapple on your Zaw?
I am known to. I apologize, please.
What are you doing with your Hawaiian shirt, your Ace Ventura shit? Talking out your ass like Jim Carrey? You kidding me?
I understand. Listen, I have things to learn.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. That's fine. I was a little bit too harsh there. I know you're just a, you're just getting into this. That's fine. I'm sorry.
That's what we in the biz call the domino effect, is when you start and then it just tumbles, you know?
Yeah, that's why they call it that. That's the whole game was actually based around that reaction that I just had. And I apologize.
Hey, I want to call out real quick to the fucking game Domino's. Not fun.
No, it's not. I don't even know what it is.
Domino's. Fun food. Hey, live up to the fucking food, you stupid ass game.
You know what? The only thing I ever knew about Domino's, my grandpa used to play it, and he's like 90 years old and from Mexico, and I guess that's a thing they play there. I don't know, but like, that guy doesn't know what fun is.
Yeah. The Sonic restaurant, I give them points for trying. Do they knock it out of the park? No.
They got skates on their employees, when the people like skate up to your car or whatever. That's in the right direction, but I don't think
I don't think their food's on point. One time I ordered a chicken sandwich there. They do have chili dogs. One time I ordered a chicken sandwich at Sonic, and their value chicken sandwich is literally just a hamburger bun with chicken nuggets on it. What's up with that?
That is fucked up.
That's crazy.
Do they think that passes?
Do they think that passes? What is your end game here?
Are you trying to trick me? This isn't
I just
sandwich.
Want a big old fleshy chicken patty.
Yeah, I want you to get a piece of chicken, and I want you to, I don't want a little bunch of little teeny pieces of chicken, so when I get this flimsy ass bun, it just falls apart into my lap, and I look like an idiot. Ugh. I want to have a big solid patty.
Big solid patty, I can just put my teeth into.
Big solid patty is also the name of my Doug fanfic.
Is it Metal Gear? Mayonnaise. Is it Metal Gear?
Yes. It's where Patty.
Does she have to fucking kill Quail Man because he's gone rogue?
Yeah. Quail Man is like Liquid Snake. And
shout out to Doug Kolaski Supo, some of the great cartoon makers. Not as good as Sat Am, the Saturday after morning Sonic cartoon, which really brought it, but you guys really putting in the effort. Good job, Kolaski Supo.
If they got Jaleel to voice Skeeter, do you think that would have elevated it? I mean, it obviously would have elevated it, but do you think that would have been able to push it over into...
You know how it would have elevated... You know how they could have elevated Doug? Get Skeeter, put some quills on him, make him run super fast, Jaleel White.
Skeeter's basically, like, they're trying to insert the Sonic-like character in human form, and it just turns out being uncanny. It's gross.
It's uncanny. It's gross. Sonic should not be a man. I'm talking to you, Divine Art.
Divine art?
Deviant art. Deviant art. You know what I'm talking about.
If there's one thing that art is, it's not divine.
It's not divine.
It's from hell itself. It's horrible.
I don't call it art. I call it an attack, an affront.
I call it fart. Because I call it, that's what it is.
It's called deviant affront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sonic reviews, news. Toots?
Yes, we are gonna hit all of your favorite news, get some reviews in there, and maybe we're gonna discuss some toots. Okay, the toots of the Sonic universe.
So, I guess reviews and news-wise, I hate to bring it up, because it's...
Alan, don't say this to me, I don't want to hear it. I've been upset once, and I don't need to hear it again.
Sonic Boom.
Oh, Sonic Boom. You know why they called it Boom?
Because it's a big boom, like a fart in a
toilet.
It's
a big fat fart in a toilet.
Yeah. It sucks.
If you like Sonic Boom, can I get on my soapbox here? I don't, listen, I am a humble man. I'm a quiet man. I say what needs to be said and then I shut the fuck up. Yeah. I cannot, oh, Sonic Boom makes me so livid. Knuckles. A disproportionate freak now, you've messed with him, like Nazi scientists. I'm sorry, did I take it too far?
No. That's a fair assessment. He's an abomination. Unto the Lord, unto Sonic, unto all of us.
You make the abomination from Marvel Comics look like
it's
Superman.
Grotesque.
It's disgusting.
The one character whose design they didn't completely fuck up is maybe Amy, because she more or less looks the same, but she's the least important Sonic character on the show. Except for this other one that they introduced, Styx, this sort of badger thing.
They named
orange.
Her after an 80s band who played it with a 12-sided guitar.
Band. They're trying to bite his flavor. They're trying to name things after 80s rock bands. It's bad. They're trying to get that JoJo flavor.
Always following the money. Hey, yeah. have you fucking French ass CGI animators ever once thought about going your own route?
No, that's what Sonic would do, but there, of course, they wouldn't do that.
Sonic would go his own way. You shouldn't follow his rainbow. You should follow it metaphorically. What you've done is you've taken his rainbow, compacted it into a trash compactor, and formed it into its own disgusting oblong being, and I don't like it.
Yeah. So I watched the first 3 episodes. Because I was feeling, like, especially masochistic one day. I don't know.
Were you like, I am too happy in my life and I need to bring myself back down to earth?
Yeah. What I did is I paid a dominatrix to come and stomp on my testicles while I watched Sonic Boom.
And because you were really like, stomp on him harder. I need a distraction here. I need your help. Something.
Yeah, I was originally just watching and I'm like, this is too, I can't. I need something to, I have to have something better than this in my life. So I paid somebody to do that. And I also like listen to a Macklemore song in the background too, just to really rub some salt in that and stuff. But
Alan, yeah. Is this why you're a pizza master? Because you have to suffer?
Yeah, this is exactly why. I let myself experience the highs of pizza, but I have to experience the lows of Sonic Boom. It's a gift and a curse.
Alan, oh boy. It's harsh, but please, I don't want you to delve deeper into this. I'm afraid for you.
Well, I'm 3 episodes in.
3 episodes in.
Yeah, the first
episode. Yeah, 3 episodes almost dead. Alan, I'm worried about you. I see the gaunt around your eyes.
Yeah, it's bad.
I've seen the blood stains on your shirt. I've seen that missing tooth in the back of your mouth.
You see the bandages wrapped around my arms and legs and my shoes? You see how weird my arms are blue now?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought that was some weird blood circulation thing. Oh my God, Alan, have you been to a doctor?
What? I went to a egg robotnik.
You went to Dr. Eggman and he fucked you over again. You know what, Dr. Eggman's fucking favorite cartoon is? Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
He loves it. Him and Scratch and Grounder loving that show.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Don't even get me started on Lyric in the goddamn video game.
Ugh. Lyric.
He's a snake man, but he has like robot arms.
Hey, I got lyrics for you, Lyric. Highway to Hell, that's where you're going.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry. And he's damn left, because he's out of a fucking building. Get him out of here. Yeah. No more Sonic Boom talk.
Okay.
You have any final words? I'll give you some final words, but after this,
Okay, the one thing that wasn't the absolute worst thing in existence was they rendered Eggman's mustache in decent detail.
Ugh, there's some smart man out there trapped in that building, forced to make this cartoon.
Yeah, he's like, this is going to be my sign to the outside world.
Some French CGI man saying, please, these lovingly rendered bristles contain a secret message. Read them in Morse.
I'm not kidding, though. Those bristles were pretty, like, high quality.
Like Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar, spoiler alert, he is sending a message to us.
Yeah, he's a ghost. He's a ghost through a black hole. Love, this guy's love of the Sonic franchise is echoing through Eggman's mustache hair.
Oh.
It's really sad.
We need to help him escape, folks. Because those cartoons, you know, cartoon production budgets and, you know, schedules, they take months. And that man may be dead. And they're just using his tools.
That's why I have to keep watching, or else I have to keep a lookout.
Yeah, get news. Has he got any more trajectory on him?
I don't know. I mean,
Alan,
what about trajectory? What?
Alan.
Yeah.
Do you think he could be your father, your long lost father?
Maybe. What if I look in the? I'm gonna have to go back and look in the way that the light hits his mustache. There's little letters in there or something. I don't know.
This is developing story, folks. So keep
this is our serial.
This is our serial. If you want to know if that person's a murderer, I don't know. Sonic's already solved it. He just won't tell us because he doesn't pass judgment.
Sonic doesn't deal with the affairs of mortals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Sonic T, you're watching out for us. Do we have any reviews? Wait, was that a review or a news?
That was kind of a review in the
It just made me so mad. at this point, it's just my views and my views on it. You want to know what my views on it are?
What?
Garbage. Not good.
Ugh. Yeah, it's bad. Another thing that pissed me off. Okay, so.
Can I share some news first? Let me get some positivity
ahead, please,
out of
please
here.
Please do something.
Humble Bundle. Great service. Makes great place to purchase video games. They have two Sonic games in a bundle. If you pay just $1 for them, you are fucking up. Like, I don't want to call people out because you may have, like, weird budgets, can't afford much. I understand it. Because you need Sonic in your life. But if you can pay $35 to $60 for great Sonic content, you should just do that.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, for us financially challenged Sonic fans, it's on there. Go out there, pick up that Sega bundle while you still have the time. I don't know when this episode's coming out. It may be long gone. It may be so fast out, like Sonic T Hedgehog, you can't catch him.
Yeah.
And that's your fucking fault. Cause he let his hand out. If he wanted you to catch him, you know, you could not catch Sonic if he did not want you to, but he was letting
you. You can't do anything unless Sonic wants you to.
Yeah. God. These people, I'm sorry. You know what? These Sonic Boom lovers, you're not allowed to listen to this show. I don't know. We'll have to put this up to a vote. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, are we educating them or are we just feeding them? Do they feed on this negativity?
I don't know. I honestly think that if you, unless you're like a tiny, tiny baby, and who doesn't know any better, who doesn't know anything about Sonic, who doesn't
fresh
know anything
from the
about
womb
the world, bait. Maybe that's the only person that could possibly be watching Sonic Boom and not have just like a deep hate in their heart.
And whoever, you know, whatever parent is making them watch it or letting them watch it, to prison.
That's fucking child abuse.
That's child abuse. That's an attack.
It's grotesque. It's
disgusting.
A nightmare. I hate it.
It's like keeping children away from pizza.
Yeah. You give your kids pizza, you give your kids Sonic, they'll grow up fine, just like us.
Just like me. Just like me and my pal Alan.
Yeah.
Do we have a tube this week that we're going to cover?
Let's see. We talked about this before the show. Little inside baseball here. Huh. But, so do we want to start with people or characters, not people, but, characters in the actual Sonic games canon? Or do we want to go comics? Because I can do either way.
Either way, baby. You know how I feel about Archie. You know, so long as he keeps consistent. And he never gets a girlfriend because, like, that would be an affront to me.
That would be fucked up. He can meet the Punisher. He can get hunted by the Predator. He can meet Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He can get killed in the future. But if he ever decides between Betty and Veronica, nah, forget
nah.
it. Jughead, I'm okay with him.
If Jughead wasn't there, I'd be setting Riverdale on fire. But we don't need to worry about that. All I'm saying is we can go either route. We want to hear what you have to say. Send us some emails. Send us some messages on Twitter. I'm PissGoblin on Twitter. My friend Action Allen.
I'm private on Twitter because I'm looking for a job. And I can't let them know my controversial Sonic opinions.
Some of the people in the science community love the Sonic Boom thing because it might be a little bit more scientifically
accurate. Oh, yeah, they're like, oh, Sonic Boom, this is a lot more accurate. His arms are blue now. And I'm like, fuck off.
Fuck off, you fucking nerds. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Hey, yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Get your fucking head out of your butt. You're a great scientist. None can argue with that. Okay. Alan can argue with that.
I don't know.
You may be able to see stars good, but you know, I'm going to make you see stars, clock you right in the nose. You say anything bad about Sonic. I don't care about Maddie Monk.
You know that episode of Cosmos where he flew that ship inside the bear's vagina? Next episode, he flew it inside of a hedgehog vagina. And personally, I was offended.
A little offended.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a front. Are you calling shots on me and Alan in the Sonic community?
Yeah, I thought. I mean, it wasn't enough that he had to like have that weird Seth MacFarlane cartoon in the first episode.
Ugh.
That was a thing that actually happened. God, that show sucks.
Seth MacFarlane, you're on my shit list too. I think you made a joke about Sonic at one point. Not a laughing matter.
No, it's not.
I don't care who you attack. I don't know.
You know what's not a laughing matter either? Anything he writes, because it's not funny and he's a shithead.
Alan, I'm trying to find a job in showbiz here. I'm not gonna.
Oh, he's great. I like that wild
West. Listen, 1,000 ways to die in West. Good stuff. Great cinematography. Anyway, I don't.
1,000 rings
Alan,
to find in the
Alan,
West.
You,
Sonic
Alan, buddy. We both love Sonic. We both love pizza. I fucking need a lot of money.
Okay, that's fine. I need, see, this is the same. That's why I can't let Neil deGrasse Tyson find out I said these mean things about him.
Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson, you got some ideas. Alan's got his. You're okay. You're a good guy. Seth MacFarlane. Oh, fuck. You know what? Let's stop talking about it. We're going to cut this. Don't worry, guys.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll edit this out in post.
But yeah, okay. So.
Dude. Sleuth Doggy Dog.
Oh, Sleuth Doggy Dog. What a great character.
You don't have a picture of him because he's right in front of me.
He's right in my head. He's the side of my memory.
What you think he looks like?
Ugh. Big old beanie. Big, beautiful beanie. Nice pair of shades. Tasteful. Radio. What is it? What do they call it again? Ray-Bans. Big Ray-Bans? Old pair of Ray-Bans. Big and beautiful. And he's just got the nicest collared sweater. And he's just looking at you and he's just like, hey, I'm Sleuth the Doggy Dog. And I love freedom in the American way.
That's, you got, I think you got the spirit of it down, but some of the details, some of the deets you're off on.
Hit me.
So Sleuth Doggy Dog.
Can I make one more guess?
Okay, sure.
Does he look like Dex Dog Detective?
Exactly like Dex Dog Detective. He looks exactly like Dex Dog Detective.
Thank you, America. Dex Dog Detective in a great film called Food Fight. Check it out.
I'm actually going to link you the picture. Hold on in the Skype chat. I'm gonna see if I can get this. I'm gonna link it to you. And it is, he looks exactly like him. So he is a human-sized, presumably, dog of, it depends, I guess, on what, he's a little bit darker in both personality and coat-wise than Dex Dog Detective.
He's the Batman to Dex Dog Detective Superman.
Exactly.
He's a little gritty.
He is gritty. He is holding a gun in the picture I'm looking at.
He doesn't take shit. He's got to protect the streets.
He works for Dr. Robotnik.
He works for Dr. Robotnik. A mercenary.
He attempted a coup against Princess Sally Acorn, but was unsuccessful and was incarcerated at Devil's Island Gulag Prison.
Oh.
But he teamed up with other prisoners, but they were roboticized by Eggman.
And I just want to say real quick, perfectly justified to have a gulag, Princess Sally. Perfectly justified. Send those political prisoners. Your kingdom and your reign is beautiful, as are you.
Yeah. I love it. Don't.
My finger is raised, pointing at you, friends. Remember, a gulag, you know, under a just leader. I don't think the American government should have one, because I believe in the freedoms and the Constitution, but...
Yeah.
Do what you have to do, Princess Sally.
Sleuth is a member of the Destructix, captured by Tommy Turtle to trade him for one of Dr. Eggman's old facilities. So apparently he's worth a lot of money. He is very valuable. His skills, his expertise, his body, everything.
His body.
He works with other characters such as Predator Hawk, who is a blue hawk.
Oh boy.
With red shoes and some big mean claws.
Oh, that's a toughie. Sonic's a tough guy. Sounds like a real baddie.
Yeah. Sergeant Simeon, who is a monkey of, or not a monkey, an ape of some sort with some camouflage pants on, an army helmet, and a bandolier.
Any relation to Sam Fisher, the walrus? Who's a core member of the Sonic team in the Sonic universe.
Not that I can see.
In Sadam/the Archie comics.
No. Not that I can see. There's a Flying Frog, who's also a member of his team. He has a scarf and some, like a fighter helmet and some goggles. He looks like a real mean character.
Seems like a real baddie as well. The French.
He's grinning at me.
Can't trust him, you know?
No.
Think it back at 2004. You know what I'm talking about, you Frenchies. Just saying. Hey, listen. They'd have Domino's out there by now.
They don't, though.
They don't.
Domino's, that's one place they won't go. North Korea, they got them there, not France.
Do they have Pizza Hut out in Singapore and like Qatar and stuff? Is there Domino's out there too?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Anywhere Pizza Hut goes, Domino's must go there too to combat them.
To combat them. Listen, yeah. I don't think Pizza Hut's an evil entity. I just think they're a misguided identity.
Yeah, I've patronized them a couple of times. I went there and purchased some of their za. It's not up to snuff.
It's too flaky. It's too crusty.
I had one of those.
Too dry.
I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's too greasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had one of those TMNT pizzas. I had one of those special turtle pizzas.
Turtle meat?
No.
Was it delicious?
It was fucked up.
That's one of those things. Pizza.
Which one's the one that's
They're cool run by greed.
Rude? Which one's the turtle that's cool but rude? I forget which one it is. Is it Raphael or Mikey?
Oh gosh, I don't know. At this point, they're so. In a post-Sonic world, like, where do they stand? Like, they're flavorless.
Nowhere. No, that's just like his pizza. I got his pizza. It was greasy. It was just a bunch of meat piled on there. I got a katana cut, which means I just cut it into big fourths because I guess I'm supposed to share it with my three turtle bros. I don't know. It was garbage.
Listen,
it was
not good. You can tell there's somebody there thinking, you know, I love to share.
To synergize with this brand, but they're not doing the right brand.
I'd love to share some ZA with just two or three bros. I don't need to share it with the whole family. Two or three bros. Everybody gets a slice. A lot of fun.
But it's not.
It's not there.
Nah.
It's not there. Turtle power? More like, ugh, power.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep going. I don't want to focus too much on this.
Okay. I think that's enough of the tude. Maybe we should get into some questions.
Okay, we got some fan questions from big old fans, some small fans, some people who don't even understand Sonic or the Sonic lifestyle. We want people of all stripes and colors, besides some of you Sonic Boom trolls who are out there attacking me and Alan. You sick bastards.
That's why I'm private now. I was lying about the job thing.
You had to turn my friend Alan private. He has to keep those Sonic thoughts under wraps. Some of those pizza diatribes to himself. And that's dark.
Yeah, it is.
You'd think this information age would let information flow freely, but instead, it has only reduced it.
Yeah.
And what are you going to get from Wikipedia? It's censored to all hell by the fucking government.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Thanks a lot, Obama. You've allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
One time I put in the Sonic Wikipedia page, best game ever, Sonic Adventure 2. Edited it out.
Yeah.
Funny. Very funny, Obama.
Wonder why that's...
I'm getting political again, I apologize.
That's why Snowden had to go to Russia, is all I'm saying.
Snowden, I sympathize with you. We chatted a little. He hacked my computer because he wanted to play Sonic Crackers, and I had it on my computer, and I was just like, you could have just asked, buddy.
Yeah, I would have sent you the ROM.
Said I would have sent you the ROM, buddy, right over the email, and I don't care if the government saw.
Oh, no. I don't encrypt anything. I let the government see all my Sonic.
I let them see every little bit of Sonic erotic fanfiction I write. Every little bit of Sonic, you know?
Cut that earlier part out.
I don't like to people think I'm just into Sonic for the eroticism. I write that because, like, I feel like Sonic's just a great starting point for stories. And yeah. I myself am a storyteller, so I take a lot of inspiration.
I am in it for the
erotic. And you know what? You know, this isn't the canon of our show now. You're going to have to say that for the rest of time.
Well, it's the truth.
It's the truth. Just making sure. Okay. Fan questions. Alan, hit me with the first one.
Okay. So I guess this is from our number one fan. What is your favorite, Ravi sent us, what is your favorite ending of Sonic the Hedgehog?
Shadow the Hedgehog, my friend.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Listen, totally they're different. Very easy to mistake. They look exactly the goddamn same, and I have made that mistake.
Major plot point in a lot of Sonic games.
You have to get a trained eye. I played Sonic Adventure 2 at least 18 times, and it took me until the 12th to finally be like, okay, I get it.
Like, why are they doubling up on these Sonic levels? Wait a second. That guy has, look at those shoes. Those shoes aren't the same.
I'm always like, why would Sonic need rocket shoes? I don't know.
Why does Shadow need rocket shoes?
My theory is he's not as fast as Sonic. But he uses his chaos energy to fuel his shoes to give him just that little ounce closer.
I thought he was supposed to be the ultimate life form, which is obviously
It was a lie. Sonic is. Standards like, change, Shadow. What once?
I think maybe he could be almost as fast as Sonic if he actually trained and didn't use his stupid shoes.
Maybe, my friend. That's a world I don't want to know about. Evil Sonic running around.
No.
Speaking about it though, Shadow the Hedgehog favorite ending, the one where he found out he was a robot and then shot Eggman with a fucking gun.
Listen, yeah.
Shadow just-
That actually happened in all the endings, but-
And no, sometimes he talked with the evil alien guy and shot the evil alien guy. But
okay,
the evil alien guy, I didn't care much for him. Cause you know why? Cause Eggman's the true ultimate evil. I know this for a fact. You know it for a fact, right, Alan?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Eggman is the antithesis of Sonic and everything he stands for.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Shadow, it's good for you that you shot that fuck. That fat fuck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I would have done it myself.
I would have done it myself. I believe in the court systems of America. Well, I used to. I used to.
Yeah.
Not to get political again. Thanks, Obama. But, there's some due process out there.
But he won't kill Eggman.
You know,
kill Osama bin Laden, but he won't kill Osama bin Eggman.
I don't know if I can say it. I'm afraid to say this because I don't know if it'd be true or not. Shadow might be Sonic might be the right guy for the job as president, but Shadow's the one who's going to get things done.
Oh yeah.
I hate to say that.
On a short leash though. You got to get that.
You got him on a short leash. You need a Joe Biden.
He's more like, he's a vice president material is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You want him out there just slugging at everybody.
Okay.
Shooting at everybody.
Next question.
Chaos control him.
You got to get to this next question. Yeah. Alan, this steamed Alan off.
Yeah, it did.
It cheesed him straight. He was a little pissed.
This was not way past cool.
This was not way past cool.
Bad.
He had a breadstick in his hand, squished it, crushed it in his hand, a Parmesan bite.
I had a cup of the garlic butter spread. I crushed it and it spread up all my face. Shot up my face.
And he just licked it off and he was like, this fucking guy.
I wiped off my face like deadpan style. It was bad. It was bad. I was steamed.
I got a little on me, and I just, like, had to back up. I didn't even have time, so I've got a little stain on me, so it's a little... I might have to send you the bill, buddy.
Yeah. I'll pay for the dry cleaner.
But, I'm just saying, buddy. But, we need to get, okay, should I just ask the question?
Go ahead. Just hit me up. Hit me with it. I'm ready. Alan? Embrace, holding my chair.
Is his name Eggman?
Yes.
Robotnik?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is gonna... Alan, can you just make sure put your hands up in the air for me, please?
Okay.
So you don't hurt anything. Hold them out. Or Wilford Brimley.
Fuck off.
Oh my God, Alan just caught a bird in the air and crushed it with his hands. I didn't even expect that.
You don't even play with that shit. Wilford Brimley is not even close to Eggman. Just because they have fucking mustaches? Huh? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Listen, I'm not angry at this guy. I think he just doesn't understand.
He's trying to make a goof. He's trying to make light of this. You don't make light of Dr. Robotnik or Eggman.
I'm telling you, buddy. I'm sorry. I did not want to bring this question up.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach, if you're out there, apologies. I should have just told you to fuck off and just made sure.
That's what I did, like, at least 10 times.
But quietly and discreetly through the direct messages system on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you don't deserve this, because he can verbally spank you. Alan has such high standing in Domino's, he could fucking call up your chain, your chain location. Hey, this guy, spitting his food for me. Also, extra sauce. Maybe it might just be light sauce from now on.
Maybe it won't be any sauce. Maybe you're gonna choke to death.
Maybe you're gonna choke to death. On your za. Alan knows the right combination. Hey, can you put a little extra oregano on the carbonara pizza?
Because by oregano, I mean that dank herb.
Dank herb, baby. Mean Bean Machine can't beat this score, 420,000. But yeah, okay, so. Sorry, Zach. You got owned.
Not sorry. every goddamn word I said.
You just have to live by your mistakes.
Yeah, live and learn.
Live and learn, buddy. So, don't hurt yourself. Don't get hurt. Meet up with your Grammy or your Grampy. And just try to learn some lessons from the past.
Maybe learn some fucking respect next time.
Learn some fucking respect for Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
We got one last question here. Alan, do you want me to ask or do you want to ask it?
I'll go and do it. What is your favorite Crush 40 jam?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry to use your name in vain, Jesus, but he would have to spend some time. And that was a man of thought. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy alive. Woof.
You want to crush 40, love the guys. Do you know, here's a little test. Do you know what their original name was?
Oh no, I do not know what the original name of Crush 40 was. I can't even imagine it.
Just take a guess, cause you probably can guess it.
Oh, the Sonic Band? Cause
it's what they are.
Are they?
Sons of Angels.
Oh.
That is beautiful. Truly what they are.
Weeps. Jesus is watching out for them out there. Oh man, yeah. I had to take a tear aside. I'm shocked. I thought I knew everything, but sometimes there's some deep, dank lore that you were not sure about. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Sonic.
But what's your favorite song?
Oh, listen, it changes from year to year, location to location.
Oh yeah, definitely.
One day I'm trapped in a place. I'm feeling lost. I don't know where I'm going. Think about City Escape and how I could escape from the city. And it fills me with hope in a way that I can't imagine. Sometimes I get hurt. You know, somebody hurts me. Fuck you, Greg. Just putting it out there. Fuck you. Same with you, Sarah. Not you, Greg, but you're cool. I love you, Greg. Great guy. Even if you did ask a question about Sonic Boom that I did not put on this podcast because we already had enough discussion about it.
Yeah.
However, other Greg, fuck you. Sarah, fuck you. You know, I get hurt and I think about live and learn and, you know, I do live, I keep living and I keep learning, you know, and I live another day. I get to learn about Zaw and Sonic a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think my go-to is Escape from the City.
It's a good one.
If I'm rolling around town, if I'm toking up on that dank herb, I go with the Ghost's Pumpkin Soup.
Oh,
you know,
I think Jun Sano may have composed that. I don't know if he did or not, or if the rapper guy did. He needs his own podcast.
No, the rapper that performed it was Hunted P, but I believe they did the instrumentation. Might be incorrect.
No wonder it was so, it's just a perfect blending of rap and rock.
Oh, yeah.
People say,
Linkin Park, that guy? The guy in Linkin Park, he looked at the soundtrack, and he's like, I quit. I can't do this anymore.
And we were all glad for it.
Yeah.
All glad for it. Thank you, yeah. Sonic Adventure 2. Another inspirational task you committed for us. Thank you.
Thank you. What hasn't that game done for us?
I don't know. Humanity would have suffered if that did not come out in 2003?
It depends. See, I originally played on the GameCube. So it came out on the Dreamcast in 2001, but I believe the GameCube one was in 2002.
Yeah, it's just strange to think just because, like, these games, they're so timeless and eternal that it's hard to put, like, a date to them.
No, I can't remember a time before Sonic Adventure 2.
I can remember. It was dark.
It's like trying to remember when you were in the womb.
Oh.
Yeah, think about it.
I am not liking it.
No, I don't like it either. It's dark
so
in here.
We've spent about an hour talking about Sonic and pizza. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for enjoying this. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being Alan's friend.
Yeah. Except for that one guy.
Fuck you, Zach. Wait, no. I mean, I'm on Zach's side. That's right. Zach, I'm sorry.
This guy, so I can...
But fuck you still. You should have known better. You know?
I'm gonna be the dice man of this duo. I'm just gonna say whatever. I'm just gonna be smoking. I'm gonna be eating a chili dog from behind my head. I'll say what needs to be said. Fuck you for asking that Wilford Brimley question. I don't know who you are, but I don't wanna know.
Fuck you, Zach, out of love. You were just a child who walked into an arena of combat. Of mines and battles.
You don't know what you're stepping into, man.
Alan thinks you're a fool for that. I don't know what to say. I should have warned you.
Yeah, I don't play with this.
You played a dangerous game and you lost. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oof. Alan, yeah. This was just the first episode. There's so much to cover.
Oh, we haven't even scratched the surface.
Listen, you want to hear the surface I'm scratching?
What is that?
That is a Sega Genesis.
Ooh.
Ooh. And what's teeming under the surface? The technology you used to play a great
Beautiful
franchise.
Technology.
Beautiful technology. Some people...
It's before our time. It's some sort of... It's unnatural, really.
It's unnatural. Steve Jobs is always credited as making technology beautiful. Fuck him.
Yeah, for real.
You dead asshole.
All the Sega consoles are beautifully designed.
Beautiful.
Sega Saturn.
They took beauty seriously.
The Dreamcast, most of all.
Oh, do you hear those names?
Dreamcast.
Oh, it's luscious.
Didn't I already essentially whisper this one?
Oh, please, just one more time. One more time for me. Oh.
Is that ASMR?
It might as well be.
Yeah.
tasty.
Yeah. You got a tinkle in your spine.
Ooh. Well, folks, thank you for joining the Hogcast, A Speedy Delivery.
Yeah, thanks.
This was beautiful. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for having fun. Thank you for laughing.
Keep it fast.
We don't have a sign-off yet.
Keep it fast.
You know what? What do you think should be our sign-off?
Keep it fast.
Keep it fast. You're too slow.
You're too slow. Way past cool.
Keep it up. Way past cool.
Chili dogs.
Chili. I don't want to plug chili dogs. I don't. You know me and big corporations.
Hold on. Live and learn.
Live and learn. Okay. Do you want to say it? Do you want me to say it?
Let's do it at the same time.
Okay. Remember. Three. Okay. Count us off.
Three, two, one.
Live and learn.